everyone. I'm Amy Fisher, and I welcome you to the July 31st, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Hi, Amy. I'm Matt Mullen, and now let's see what's going on. West Stevenson Street is now closed from Greenfield Drive to Sunset Avenue for necessary water and road infrastructure work. Other sections of Stevenson Street from Kiwanis Drive and to Harlem Avenue will be closed in areas to semi-trucks, but will remain open to local traffic. As part of another project, Greenfield Drive is now closed to all traffic from Stevenson Street to Laurel Street. Construction areas are reopened at the end of each day for residents in these areas. Delays may occur, and it may sometimes take a little bit longer to maneuver around the closed spots. Signage gives crews the proper space and safety to work, and ignoring them can be a danger to all who are concerned. Please follow city news outlets for updates and find detours when possible.
The city has received a reimbursable brownfield grant award of nearly $1.7 million to demolish 17 and 19 West Main Street in downtown Freeport. This location was formerly a sanitary cleaners business and has been tested and confirmed for contamination that needs to be cleaned up as part of the process. Both downtown structures have debilitating roof and water issues that make them unrepairable. This project involves protecting the two adjoining commercial buildings, removing asbestos, demolishing the entire site, arranging proper waste disposal to an approved facility, installing structural support, and undertaking any necessary basic ground and building restoration at the location.
With school starting on Thursday, August 21st, parents are reminded to officially register all children, including returning students, online at the website for the Freeport School District 145 as soon as possible. The website is fsd.145, and a link is included in the print version of this episode. Kindergarten students must be 5 years old on or before September 1st of 2025, and proof of residency in Freeport School District is required for all new students. Pickup day for Freeport High School is scheduled for Wednesday, August 6th and Monday, August 11th from 8 to 6 p.m. School fees can be paid and required forms can be turned in at this time, including sports physicals, 9th grade physicals, and 12th grade immunization forms. Contact the Enrollment and Transportation Office at 815-232-0580 with any questions or visit the district website at www.fsd145.org.
Related to the start of school, here's a reminder that the Stevenson County Health Department is offering free back-to-school physicals on Tuesday, August 19th. While walk-ins are welcome, appointments are highly recommended. Contact Ashley McKinney for more information and to schedule at 815-541-0996 or 815-599-8430 or by email at amckinney, that's A-M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, at StevensonCountyIL.gov.
Highland Community College's Lifelong Learning Program is back with a new season of classes and experiences designed to educate, inspire, and delight. This semester brings a fresh mix of creative workshops, history deep dives, and tech tips with classes to appeal to every interest. Registration for the fall semester opens Monday, August 4th. Visit the Highland website at highland.edu for more information.
The Stevenson County Farm Bureau is planning a trip to Schlachter Farm Flowers on Tuesday, August 12th at 6 p.m. Besides touring the farm, participants will have the opportunity to make their own bouquets. Anyone interested in creating a bouquet should bring a vase. The cost to attend this trip to the farm, which is located at 13287 West Greenbush Road in Lena, is $10 for Farm Bureau members and $15 for non-members. Pre-registration is required. To register or for more information, call the Farm Bureau office at 815-232-3186.
As part of the Music Under the Stars Summer Musical Performance Series, the Freeport Chorale Society presents their Summer Pops Concert this Sunday, August 3rd. 7 p.m. at the Koning Amphitheater at Crate Park. The performance will be directed by Gwen French and Steve McMillan. There's no admission charge, although free will offerings are welcome. In case of rain, the concert will be relocated to St. John's United Church of Christ at 1010 South Park Boulevard.
The Greater Freeport Partnership and the Museums of Stevenson County are hosting a Passport to the Past self-guided tour of the county's museums and the Stevenson County Genealogical Society, located at the Freeport Public Library, through Labor Day weekend. FreePod host Becky Connors caught up with Sharon Welton, Executive Director of the Stevenson County Historical Society, for more about this fun and informative season-long tour.
Welcome to this Timbuktu Freepod interview, focusing on the people and places that make Freeport even better. Hi, I'm Becky Connors, and today I'm here at the Stevenson County Historical Society with Executive Director Sharon Welton. Hello.
Hi.
And we are upstairs in the storeroom of the Carriage House at the Stevenson County Historical Society, which is kind of fun for me. I've never been up here before.
Oh, well, welcome.
Yeah, I see all sorts of interesting things on the shelves. So today we are here to talk about a really exciting program that I love to hear about called the Stevenson County Museum Passport Tour. And I know it includes 10 museums in Stevenson County. And I know back in the 90s when I was at the Freeport Art Museum, we had a similar thing, but on a smaller scale. I think there were only 3 or 4 museums participating. So why don't you tell us, please, about the Stevenson County Museum Passport Tour?
All right. Well, this was conceived originally by a group that met with the Cedarville Historical Society. And they were trying to come up with some ideas to get more people out and about to the museums, because we have so many great museums in the county. And they came up with the idea of creating a passport where you could travel around the county and visit the various museums and get a little stamp on your passport every time you visited one of the museums. And so now we have a printed passport. And would you like to know which museum?
Please do. Okay. Get this. Who out there can name all 10 museums in the 10 historical museums in the Stevenson County? I certainly couldn't, and I haven't been to them all. So I think this is really exciting. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's one that's not quite a museum that's tucked in there, and that's the Stevenson County Genealogical Society, which is based at the local history room in the library. So, but the actual museums are the Cedarville Area Historical Museum, and that's in Cedarville, German Valley Historical Museum, the Lena Area Historical Museum, McConnell Area Historical Museum, Rock Run Country Historical Society,
which I have been to. Actually, I helped set up an exhibit there. Okay. In the Rock City former United Methodist Church.
And that's a relatively new...
It is. Well, actually, they just had a different location in Rock City, in a little shop kind of across the main street of it there. But ever since the Rock City Community Center started by my friend Carol Tilkemeyer Kane, it's been in the former church in Rock City.
And then we have the Silver Creek Museum, and that also has the train. Mm-hmm. And then us, the Stevenson County Historical Museum, the Winslow Historical Museum, and I'm mentioning last the Pearl City Area Historical Museum, because they are not officially open yet.
Oh.
They are opening, I believe, August 23rd is their big grand opening or sneak peek.
How fun.
Yes. And that's by ticket, but they hope to be open on a regular schedule soon.
Okay.
They are working really hard. They built a new building and are putting together an entirely new museum. So those are the museums.
Well, good luck to them. That's exciting that there's going to be a whole brand new one. And in this passport, this brochure that you have, it includes the addresses, the hours, the phone numbers, all those things for all of these museums.
Yes, it does. And you can get your passport at any of the museums. And then if you complete them all at the museum, at your last museum, you can fill out a little thing with your name and address. And we are going to pick out 2 winners for gift baskets that include an assortment of fun things put together from all the museums. And so that's like a little prize at the end. At each museum, you'll get a postcard. We have a postcard souvenir. And
I know I want those postcards. Just telling me that I could get a free postcard at each of those museums makes me want to go get those free postcards.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
Yeah, how fun. And this goes until Labor Day. Is that correct?
As far as I understand, yes.
All right. Yeah, I saw Memorial Day to Labor Day. So May 26th, it started and it goes till September 1st. So that means everybody needs to get to those 10 museums by September 1st, or what's the scoop?
That's how I'm understanding it.
Okay. So yes. All right.
I don't know if there's going to be any extension on that or not, but since Pearl City is just opening.
Yeah, that's a tight timeline for them. Yeah.
Yes, it is. So right now we're hoping it to be a summer thing and to be completed at the end of the summer.
But there might be an extension of that deadline to get those 10 done. All right.
I've talked to a couple of different museums who had that same question.
Okay.
So we'll have to work on that.
All right. Yeah, because some of them do have pretty limited hours, open just a couple days a week. Or
and I would recommend to people to check that.
Sure.
Because the Stevenson County Historical Society, we're open every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday and Friday from 11 to 3 and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 4. I know the Alena Area Historical Society is open the first and third Saturdays of each month from 1 to 4. And I believe the Genealogical Society, there's somebody in the local history room most mornings, I think Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, yes, and this passport does have the hours listed also.
And are some of them just by appointment only? I think the Rock City one, for just leaping to the top of my head, I believe that one would be.
They say they're open the second and fourth Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm wrong.
They're all, you know, a lot of them at the end of the summer, at the end of August, close up for the winter.
Oh, okay. But, so that does mean you need to get to them before Labor Day then.
Many museums, I know the Lena Museum will open for special tours, and so there might be some other ones.
All right. So the moral of the story is call first. These museums, the smaller ones first.
Stop at our museum, because we're open the most.
Yes.
Pick up one of these, and then you'll have all the hours handy.
There you go. And you can get your first stamp and your first free passport, too. All right. Well, that's great. Well, I just think this is a wonderful program, and I encourage everybody to go out and visit as many of these museums as you can, because they all focus on different things. They have different highlights.
And they all have little gems.
Yeah.
You find that. Yeah, you'll be very surprised.
Yeah, whether it's learning about Jane Addams, first Nobel Prize winning woman in the country. Anyway, so that's wonderful. So, and does the Stevenson County Historical Society have any other events coming up that we should be aware of?
Well, our next event is a little bit away. It's in October 25th, I believe. It's a Saturday, and it's our Spirits of Yesteryear.
Oh, fun.
And you might remember that from many, many years
ago. Yeah,
yeah. It was an event that we used to have every year, and it kind of fizzled out and we stopped having it. And last year we started it up again, and we're going to be doing it every year now. A lot of fun, a lot of spooky things, but family friendly.
Good ghost stories, right?
Yeah.
Good ghost stories. Yep. All right. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Free Pod, and everybody go check out those museums.
Please do.
Thank you, Sharon and Becky.
Speaking of flowers, we've been admiring the gorgeous flowers throughout downtown Freeport, and we hope you have been too. We have a big thank you for these colorful additions to our streetscapes. For Craig Dininger and Andy of Dininger Floral Shop on the corner of Main and Chicago downtown. They spend every night going around and watering and maintaining them. Thank you, Craig and Andy, for adding beauty to our world every day.
There's still a lot of summer left and a lot of things to do in the Freeport area. As we look at the week ahead, we're looking forward to Lobin Robbins performing tonight at 6:30 as part of the Music on Debate Square concert series. The music starts at 6:30 p.m. in Debate Square, located between the Freeport Library and Union Dairy. The shows last about an hour and are free, but donations are accepted and appreciated. Bring a lawn chair and arrive early, as the crowds grew to more than 100 people last year. As we reported earlier, Music on Chicago is back tomorrow night, Friday, August 1st, with a performance by Boogie and the Yo-Yos with DJ Cup. This popular music event will be at the Freeport Art Plaza at the corner of Chicago Avenue and Douglas Street, and gates open at 5:30. A $5 admission includes access to the summer's best party and local food vendors. Bring the family and blankets for the lawn and enjoy. If you're hungry tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by supporters of Little Cubs Field. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to serve up brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. Then next Tuesday, August 5th, remember to stop by and meet the folks at the Freeport Police Department and Freeport Fire Department for an evening of fun, food, and community spirit at National Night Out from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Reed Park Pavilion near the Reed Park baseball fields. Attendees will be able to visit with local police officers, firefighters, and first responders, and can enjoy family-friendly activities, games, giveaways, free food, and more. Next Wednesday, August 6th, it's time for the next movie in the Select Picks Classic Film Series at the Lindo Theater. This month's selection is the epic Western, The Wild Bunch, starring William Holden, Ernest Borgnine, and Robert Ryan. This 1969 masterpiece ushered in a new era of Hollywood Westerns. The film will be shown at 1 and 7 p.m. at regular ticket prices, and moviegoers can stay after both showings for a discussion with Classic Film Series hosts Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel. This year is the 15th year for the film series, hosted by Ed and Alan. If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview with FreePod host Tim Connors as he takes a walk down memory lane about the many breweries that have added a sense of community and camaraderie in Freeport's history. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime. Next Tuesday, Tim will be visiting with the folks at Drake Farm, south of Freeport on Route 26, about the sweet corn they offer for sale to the public every year. This pod will post at noon on Tuesday, August 5th, and be available to listen then or anytime after. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform. You select the programs of your choice. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communications Department at Island Community College and our many community partners. Thank you to Team FreePod. You can always find out more about us on our Facebook page or the website for our national public radio partner, WNIJ, in DeKalb at northernpublicradio.org. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform. For more about what's happening in Freeport, thank you for listening.